Here's a thought I'll title, How the Work Gets Done. I've heard the art-making process on occasion described as more or less taking dictation from God. It's as though the artwork is already formed somewhere, and what the artist does is simply write it down or complete it. That's the way people like Mozart are often described, as though all they're doing is writing down what they hear in their brain. I suppose that's kind of like pre-visualization in photography, that once we see it in our mind's eye, then the rest of it is just the logistics of getting it down and finishing it. And I know for many photographers, that's how the work gets done. To be honest, I've never had that experience, at least not that I can recall, in 50 years of photography, where all I had to do was execute something that was predetermined by my subconscious, by God, by who knows where. But that's never been my experience. Instead, my experience is that making artwork is engaging in a battle. First, with recalcitrant materials. Second, with my own lack of understanding of what it is that the artwork wants to become. I like to think of making artwork as a listening process so that I'm trying to cooperate with the artwork. It wants to become something. That is to say, maybe my subconscious mind wants it to become something. What I have to do is get out of the way and let the artwork explain itself. The premise for that approach, at least for me, is that I have to begin the process of art making before I know where the conclusion will lead me. I start with something, and that something is often not much, if anything, and then I start playing around with it, seeing where the ideas lead me. For example, I'll often start with a collection of images in Lightroom that might have, 80, 100, 150 images, and then I start narrowing down until the idea starts to emerge from the remaining collection. That narrowing down process is not me making determinations based on what I know the artwork is intending to be. No, it's an act of discovery. It's having faith in the process and knowing that as I work through the ideas and refine them and sometimes jump ship and try a completely different approach, or a project will branch off into several projects, it's that process that I'm engaged in making artwork that is unpredictable, that is absolutely necessary, and that for me is universally a surprise when it's all done. Even if I start with a rough idea of how I want a project to be or what it is I'm trying to say, it almost never ends up being that because the artwork leads me where it wants to go. Novelists often use this kind of language that say they start off with a set of characters and maybe an idea, but as the writing of the book unfolds, pretty soon the characters become alive and they start responding in ways that the author didn't consciously intend. Same thing happens with my pictures. They will lead me in directions. And as the decades have evolved, that has become the method that I rely on most for making artwork. It's not the inspiration of the beautiful natural scene, although I love that and I capture it, but where that beautiful natural scene ends up could be in ways, in directions, in formats, in ideas that I had no comprehension of when I was clicking the shutter out there in the field. How the work gets done in my approach to photography is that I commit to the engagement and then try to listen and experiment and see what works, try to determine where the ideas want to go, try to determine where the images want to go, so that eventually I end up with something that's a finished piece of artwork. Most often, that finished piece of artwork is as much a surprise to me as it is to the viewers. The artwork gets done because I have faith in the process. And my biggest challenge in that process is showing up, making a commitment, and hanging on by my fingernails until the process plays itself out and the work is concluded.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.